Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed are you, Lord. Heaven, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides behind again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. It's amazing, the calling of God for each one of us. For myself, when I was a high school student, because I was an altar boy, once we have a trip to visit the seminary. And then that time, the rector was an assistant parish priest of St. Teresa's Church. And then I was the altar boy then, I knew him. So when I arrived at seminary with all the kids, I don't know why, I went to his room and told him, "I want to be a priest." As you know, this idea is not coming just immediately. All those years, you know, that I visited on Sundays, visited the Don Bosco activities. They have games, sweets for youngsters. So I was there. And once an old priest in the courtyard, he just casually talked to me and asked me, "Do you want to become a priest?" And that's what the first seed into my life. Then, now and then, it comes to my mind. But there's so many futures in our heart, so it's not the time to decide where to go. But by that time, I went to the seminary just for a casual visit with the other kids. I don't know where I got the courage to talk to the rector. But the rector told me, "First of all, you have to get permission from your mother." He knew that my father died when I was 5 years old. My mother got three kids. One older brother, one older sister, and I'm the youngest. Humanly speaking, she wants me to keep close to her. When I asked her, "Can I?" She waited a moment. A big drop of tears coming from her eyes. She covered it with the fan. Then, with calm voice, she told me, "If you are happy, you may go." By that time, I was so shocked, because I suppose she would say no. But also her voice doesn't mean that if you don't, you go, don't come back. No, so calm. And then there was a real moment I was thinking for myself, do I really want to go? You know, Jesus is working in this way. We are through our human weakness, but through different occasions, different inspirations, Jesus guiding us, leading us, not only for vocations, but also for daily life. So strange. Today, last night I emailed the deacon that I was asking him, can accompany me to bless the place, like last time, a couple months ago, to bless the people with the relics of the Holy Cross. Then he said, yes, okay. But then this early morning, I received the message from Medjugorje, the message of Lady to Maria, the visionary. It's strange. In the message, it says, Our Lady says, hold the cross in your hand. Of course, it's not just appearing, holding the cross. That means you have to follow Christ in his cross. Then she said, in today the world, with the cross, with the faith. So just so coincident, this afternoon, I will go to bless the people holding the cross to bless the people. So that I invite you also to pray together with me for the people, for Hong Kong people, for the whole world, that this epidemic situation will pass away smoothly. What's impossible for man is possible for God. We need a new world. So our lady also in the message telling us, believe what it is possible to have a new world, the new faith in us. So let's pray together for this new world.